This is Maine Public Radio. I'm Nora Flaherty. The Portland Museum of Art is now home to a new sculpture, an 8-foot-high number 7, which sits just outside the museum's entrance. The piece, by internationally known pop artist Robert Indiana, is called, appropriately enough, 7. The sculpture is being officially presented this evening during Portland's first Friday Art Walk. Indiana is probably best known for his love image, which hangs or stands as a sculpture in museums and public places all over the world and was made into stamps for the U.S. Post Office. In Maine, Indiana is also known as a longtime resident of Vinyl Haven. PMA Chief Curator Jessica May says Maine's become a big source of inspiration for Indiana.
There's this sense of a kind of rugged hardiness that characterizes his relationship to Maine, but it is also the place from which, now decades of his own creative practice have been generated.
Seven's one of a few sets of sculptures that Indiana's created in the form of the numbers 0 through 9. Some are big and bright. The one at the Portland Museum is made from Corten steel. It has a warm, rusty color. May says the idea for Indiana's number sculptures actually started with the love image.
While he was conceiving that a word could be both an artwork and a word, an image and a word, he was also thinking that numbers could mean both a kind of numeric representation as well as have this fascinating and quite beautiful form unto itself.
Now, pop art can be kind of hard to get your mind around. The art itself is often very simple. The love image is a great example of that. But the thinking behind it is very, well, highfalutin. And standing in front of a pop art piece is probably the best place to hear, but how is this art? I asked Jessica May how she'd respond to somebody who said, but it's just a big 7.
I guess I would say, yeah, it's a really big 7. It's sort of, the thing about it is that it's got this kind of jaunty and fun spirit. It doesn't ask to be much more than 7. I mean, the thing about so much of Robert Indiana's art is that it's actually deeply pleasurable.
7 is also, not coincidentally, the street number of the museum, which is at 7 Congress Street. The sculpture will stand in front of the museum indefinitely. May says it's just part of the museum's plan to display much more outdoor art. For MPBN News, I'm Nora Flaherty.